Deputy Corum, John Granner.
John Granner, present.
Norm McClellan, present.
Douglas Ward, present.
Okay, Corum. Do we want to go over the quasi-judicial process now?
Yes, in fact, that was really the main purpose for having this 30 minutes in advance, is just to talk through it. There are two agenda items tonight on the regular session that are considered quasi-judicial agenda items. And that, in short, means that they address a specific parcel within the city and a specific applicant, as opposed to, say, a legislative text amendment that would affect several different property owners. So quasi-judicial processes have very specific requirements by state statutes for from the moment they're noticed through the hearings and how the hearings are conducted. And I just wanted the commission to be aware of those processes. And I thought we could step through those right now so there's an opportunity to ask any questions that there might be. In short, the quasi-judicial process...
Yeah, real quick, just...
Tammy, we need you to use the mic.
Oh, yeah, you need to record it.
And you guys, there's the button on the bottom. When you press that, it's not that clear, but it will...
We're very familiar on how this works.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward.
So with the quasi-judicial process, we do have a number of things that need to be stated to the public at the very beginning of each quasi-judicial hearing, and we will go through this for each one. Just to clarify, the two quasi-judicial hearings are the St. Charles Comp Plan Map Amendment request,
agenda
item 7, and the public hearing on the NH medicinal conditional use application, agenda item number 9. Those are both quasi-judicial. So at the beginning of both of those, both Norm and I will, we have a script that we're required to go through. And I'll just go through the comments of it right now so you're aware of what we'll be asking of you. But basically, Norm will open it up, open the hearing up, mentioning what the hearing is on. And then I will go through a number of procedures and requirements. The first one, I will specify who the applicant is, what the address is, what they're requesting for approval, and note that all the testimony needs to be directed to the hearings body, the three of you tonight. It's very important for me to list all the applicable substantive criteria. The reason for that is the decision that is made tonight, as well as any other decision made by council or commission, is tied to the specific substantive criteria, so the ordinances, the comp plan, the state statutes. So it's very important. I will list those in detail so that the public knows that that is the basis for your decision. And if they have concerns with anything that they're hearing tonight or they came to make comment on, their comments need to be related to those specific substantive criteria. So it's very important to know for the public that the decision you make tonight is not a political decision, it's not a decision on, you know, I'd really like to see this for my neighbor, it's a decision based on the criteria that we have outlined in the staff report that you've had to review that we will also discuss tonight. As I mentioned, it's also important, I'll let the public know that their testimony or comments must be directed to those criteria. Then at the conclusion of the hearing, I'll let the public know that the hearings body will deliberate towards a decision. You are also allowed to continue the hearing if you need to a specific date and time. The other couple of very important things for the public to be aware of that I will let them know, and I will read this so that it's very clear from the state law, is that failure on the part of any person to raise an issue with sufficient specificity to afford the Planning Commission and parties to this proceeding an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the City Council and the Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. So in short, if somebody doesn't speak up tonight with specificity on what the concern is, they cannot appeal the decision that you all make tonight within the appeal period. So their concern needs to be noted. It could have been noted in writing as well, and that was included in the notice that was sent to everybody that was impacted. As far as I know, no written comments have been received on either of those issues. So if it's not brought up tonight with specificity for us to address, it cannot be appealed. Similarly, failure of an applicant to raise a constitutional or other issues related to conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. So if the applicant has an issue with something, whether it's constitutional related in the conditions that are imposed upon them, if those are brought up, they cannot come back to the city for damages in circuit court later. Then I'll go through an outline of the format of the way the hearing will go. And then the other important step of this pre-discussion in the public hearing is that commissioners must disclose any ex parte contacts, which would be, this is specifically for the quasi-judicial hearing, so the ones that relate to specific parcels. So if you've had a site visit, or you have gotten a call from the applicant, or calls from the neighbors, or some sort of other inside information other than what's presented to you tonight, you need to make it known. And so I will ask you to go one by one and let the public know whether you have any ex parte contacts, any inside information. And if you do, how does it relate? Say Norm had a site visit on St. Charles property and walked around for an hour with the applicant. He would need to make that known to the public. I'm just making this up. He would need to make that known to the public. And then the public is given the opportunity to challenge any member on their ex parte contact. Maybe somebody didn't disclose something and they forgot. They had had a conversation. Somebody from the public is given the opportunity to say, you know what, actually, I think you know something about this. Would you tell us more? And then if the public doesn't challenge anybody, or once that is closed, then the chair can direct me to go into the staff report, and I'll go into some presentations from there. I just want to make that process clear because it's a little different than some other discussions we've had in the past, and it is extremely important by state law that we follow those procedures to make sure that the public is informed and that they have all the due process that they deserve. Are there any questions for me on the process?
Does that mean that if we were here the night that they had the open house and just talked to people, we have to declare that?
No. In fact, let me clarify. The legislative rezone is not a quasi-judicial process. So that is falling under a legislative process, and we do not have to go through these steps. This is just for the St. Charles amendment. Oh, you mean if you spoke to St. Charles at the open house? No. I see what you're saying. No, that was open to the public, and everybody could have attended that.
Okay, any further questions?
No.
Doug, you got any?
No.
Okay, we'll kind of rely on you to go down the...
Sure, I'll go through that. And the other thing I just want to mention is just general process. With a legislative rezone, or any legislative process, say a text amendment, or a legislative comp plan change, in this case a legislative rezone, it goes before two hearings bodies. You all are the first one tonight for the Planning Commission hearing. Then that will go to City Council, if you approve of it, to go to City Council for a second public hearing. It'll be a very similar process, so the public has the same ability to testify before City Council. With a quasi-judicial hearing, such as the St. Charles Comp Plan Map Amendment and the NH Medicinal Conditional Use Permit, they are a one-hearing process. So you are, that's why it's called the quasi-judicial process. You are the hearings body for that. Unless an appeal is filed, and if an appeal is filed, it will go to City Council as the next higher-up hearings body. Or if City Council chooses to call it up for a hearing within their own meeting. So if there is no appeal and City Council doesn't call either of those two issues up, that decision will go to them for a vote without a hearing.
All righty. No questions?
No, not for me.
All right. Ms. Early, shall we proceed or do we have to wait?
We should wait until 6. We should adjourn this one and go back at 6.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll do a motion to adjourn the work session.
All right. I would so move that we adjourn until 6 o'clock.
Second.
So be it.